Exclusive: Senator Dave McCormick, exporting American energy will be front and center during Trump's trip to primary adversary China. By Jasmine Jordan on May 11, 2026. Senator Dave McCormick, RPA, said Monday at Breitbart News's Harnessing American Power policy discussion that President Donald Trump's upcoming visit with Chinese President Xi Jinping will focus in part on American energy exports and artificial intelligence as the United States deals with China as its primary adversary and primary threat. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle noted that Trump is expected to travel to China later in the week to meet with Xi Jinping, and asked McCormick what he hopes to see from the president on the energy and AI fronts. Watch, Dave McCormick, China is an existential battle, requires unity like in World War II. I think it has to start with China's our adversary, McCormick said. So this is, I support the notion of diplomatic conversations, diplomacy with our adversaries. But there's nothing that's going to come out of this summit that's going to make China not our primary adversary, our primary threat to America and America's interests. So, we shouldn't get confused about who we're dealing with here. With that said, I think there's probably an agenda that's going to be associated with what's going on in Iran. Because obviously, and a lot of that's about energy. Because China is so dependent on Iran and the Strait of Hormuz, McCormick continued. And if you ever wondered the importance of energy dominance, this moment when we have conflict in the Middle East should reinforce the necessity of not only having adequate energy for America's needs, but being able to export around the world. So, I think that'll be front center. McCormick also said artificial intelligence, AI, would likely be central to the discussions, while emphasizing that American leadership in AI depends largely on domestic policy choices. I'm sure AI will be front and center too, McCormick said. I think there's probably some good ideas that might come from having good coordination and collaboration on AI, but we're in a race for leadership of AI with China. And my view on this is it depends a lot more on what we do than what China does or whether we're going to win that AI race. McCormick said China will continue pursuing its own interests, including through the theft of American technology and intellectual property. So, I don't think we're going to stop China from doing whatever China is going to do. And China is always going to do what it's going to do against our interest, including stealing our technology and our IP and everything else, McCormick said. So, we need to block that and take steps. And I've tried to do that with some of the legislation that I've supported. But our leadership is going to depend on us deregulating and permitting. Watch, Harnessing American Power, Breitbart News speaks with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. McCormick said the United States needs an AI policy structure that allows innovation to continue and avoids a fragmented state-by-state regulatory system. It's going to depend on us having an AI framework and legislation that doesn't curtail innovation, that doesn't allow states to hijack the AI agenda and have a fragmented regulatory structure, McCormick said. So we, because we're the most innovative society in the world, are well positioned to win. But it depends on what we do, and so I don't think we're going to get any great lessons on AI from China. I think we're going to mostly be talking about fair trade, rare earth minerals and metals, Iran, and maybe a broad AI framework, McCormick emphasized. But we shouldn't count on China to help as much.